and really just self-evaluate and see how we as a group can get better. I mean, there was a lot of missed tackles looking at the film. There was a lot of mental errors, people out of place, and you know, those are things that we can definitely control, and we just need to control them.
They're going to make big plays, but it's the mental errors what really drives you crazy.
What, say it again?
The mental errors, is that what really drives you crazy in a game like that?
Yeah, I mean, you got to know the plays. I mean, you got to be on it as far as that. I mean, we want to get to the point where we're playing to where I can help out a guy if he makes a mistake or, you know, whoever. And so you can't do that if you don't know the plays by itself, you know. If you don't know where to line up, you don't know where this guy's going on this play or that play, there's no way that you can be dominant as, you know, because everybody's going to make a mistake here and there. But the part where the team's defense has become really good is when you can cover for another guy when he makes his mistake. And so that's the part we want to get to. And I guess we got to start at the basic level.
Can that be done quickly, Roy? Is that a process?
I'm just going to have to keep working at it. You know, we've had a bunch of guys in and out, switching in and out. I hate to use the excuse of young and all that kind of crap, but, I mean, we just got to grow up quick. I mean, we got a bunch of guys that just – we all need to grow up, and we all need to be more mature in this system. I mean, this is my second year, but, I mean, it doesn't matter. We got to learn how to play this defense right now, and, you know, or we'll all be out of here.
I'm extremely surprised that this happened yesterday. Do you think this team was beyond that kind of game? Everybody had enough working knowledge and there's enough talent?
Am I surprised about what happened as far as?
Get 41-10, and like you said, guys are in their second year in the defense yet, aren't knowing their fit sometimes, have veteran experience. Does that make it more frustrating?
It's frustrating. Of course it's frustrating, especially within these last 24 hours after the game. You're going to be pissed off. You're going to be sick, all that kind of stuff. But the good thing is we got a coach that's teaching us, hey, you know, this stuff is going to happen. We got to either we just keep falling into it, we go into the tank, or we take the positive things that happen in the game and move forward. I mean, that's the only thing we can do. And so, yeah, it's frustrating. Yeah, it sucks. You know, you got to go home and look at your family and – they asking you what happened, why, you know, somebody said this or that at school. I mean, that sucks. Nobody wants to deal with that. And so we got to get back to the table and find a way to get it done. No matter who it is, what, there's certain things that we know we need to do in this defense, and they need to happen every damn Sunday.